Hello, everybody. I just want to give my quick thoughts here on the Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, Xbox Live re-release or Xbox Games on Demand re-release, either way, whatever the fuck it is. I decided to buy it because it was less than $4, which already makes it cheaper than the iOS game. And from what I understand is this is pretty much the Android port of this game, just made to work with the Xbox 360. Now, first and foremost, this game has not aged well at all. I mean, I think Grand Theft Auto 4 essentially blew all the previous ones on a technical level out of the water. I had bought this game as an Xbox original previously, and I think I spent like 10 or 20 bucks for it back then, which in my personal opinion was a lot. And the game was bigger too for some reason. When I erased the Xbox original off of my Xbox's hard drive, it was 2.9 gigs. And this version is only 2. So I have no idea where 900, you know, what is it, 900 megabytes of space went, despite the fact that these are HD textures. I guess, well, keep in mind, better compression several years later. But it's buggy as fuck. I mean buggy as fuck. I have texture fuck-ups. I've had audio cut out mid-cutscene. That's happened 4 times now. And again, I never played this game on consoles, really. The one that I bought for Xbox Originals, I didn't play very long because I realized, oh shit, I hate the console version of this. And I'd much rather play my PC version that I own of the same game. Because there you have free aim with the mouse and not with an analog stick. But either way, while the controls have been updated a bit, like the driving controls have been updated, some of the other mechanics were updated, which the controls were improved. However, the mechanics are still fucked up, if not more fucked up than before. Like standing behind a car, firing a weapon despite the fact that you have complete line of sight, it starts hitting the fucking side of the roof and doesn't let you shoot yet. You're still getting hit by bullets for some fucking reason. I have no idea why. I think what this game was, it was just a really, really cheap way of them to make extra money on the Xbox 360 with this game. I mean, I don't think Rockstar Games is that desperate for success. I mean, I know they're just taking advantage of all the franchises that they own. However, if you start bringing out shit like this that's broken and is in dire need of a goddamn update, then you should rethink releasing something like this instead of flushing your rep down the fucking toilet. I am not at all happy with this port. Yeah, it looks pretty, but it feels like it wasn't finished or nobody played it through and beta tested it. I mean, I literally feel like the game wasn't beta tested. It kind of reminds me of, Watch Dogs, the other one, the Jet Li looking game. Anyways, but I already forgot about it because it was that garbage. The one that was supposed to be True Crime, a True Crime sequel. Thank God that wasn't a True Crime sequel. Anyways, I personally think they could have done without this port and just kept the Xbox original one, because at least the Xbox original game would allow me to shoot people and actually hit them. I mean, the handgun, you literally have to waste 2 clips to shoot one person, and you can't aim for their head. You can't fine-tune the auto-aim, so there's no headshots. Which I, again, was incorporated in GTA 4, which is a sequel to this game. And again, this game hasn't aged well at all. And I will completely and fully admit that this is my least favorite of all the Grand Theft Auto games, believe it or not. My second least favorite is Liberty City Stories. That was my second least favorite because that had a stupid ending. I mean, a really, really stupid ending. But playing through that game gave you a lot of background story to this game and other and Vice City especially. I really, really wish they would have released Vice City instead like this. I don't know why. I guess maybe because they didn't have a licensing agreement with the music for Microsoft for that one. Although, yeah, they did. They re-released an upgraded version of it for the Xbox One, which I own. I never played because I left it closed and sealed because it was just for collection purposes. I never intended to play it. But yeah, this port, really shitty. I mean, really shitty. I can't imagine the iOS game playing any better unless it lets me tap on the enemies when I shoot them. But even then, I still don't want to play it. This port is a piece of shit, and I honestly wish I could get my $3.74 back for it. Because it's crap. I mean, it is crap. The game hasn't improved. I mean, besides the driving controls being improved, that is about it. That's the only good thing I have to say about it. I've seen two texture fuck-ups that bled outside the normal boundary of what they were supposed to be at. And again, the audio issues I mentioned prior. Again, my least favorite of all the GTA games. But it has probably the best cast of all GTA games. Besides Vice City, this one has the second best cast of any Grand Theft Auto game. I just really, really wish that they would have done a better job with this port. To me, it totally looks like some iOS or Android game that they just slapped the controls on top of and released for the unsuspecting public like myself to purchase and think, oh shit, it's got achievements, nice. Otherwise, yeah, fuck this port. I'm not sure if I'm going to keep it because it's taking up 2 gigs of space that I could use for something else. This is the first time I've turned my Xbox on in, a couple of weeks? And actually the first time I've played anything on it in God knows how long. Extensively as well, not just picked up for 5 minutes to play Tetris and that's it. I don't know, I'm not happy with this port. I think it's crap, so don't buy it. Rockstar Games, get your shit together and fucking update this game. But I have a feeling it's going to get the same treatment as the Mortal Kombat Collection did. Which was, you want updates for online play? Fuck your updates, you're not getting any updates. Give us your fucking... We already have your money, so fuck you. And that's what I think is going to happen with this game as well. I'm not expecting it to get an update and to fix all the bugs in it, especially at the price that I got it at. There's absolutely no way that they're going to do that. Anyways, I just want to gab about it a little bit. And I think I might just power on Grand Theft Auto 5 instead because at least that fucking game has mechanics that work. Anywho, until next time. Toodles.